Welcome to the Healing Elixir Podcast. I'm your host, Alexis Charles, and today I was literally just in the middle of a hardcore workout, and I came to like an abrupt halt, and I was like, I have to share this. You guys, I'm gonna title this The Answers, because it seems like we are always looking for something. We are always looking for something rather than actually seeking it. When you seek something, to me, that definition means going within. And a lot of people are like, that's cliche and this and that. And the answers are within. How do you know the answers are within? Quiet your mind. A lot of people ask me for answers, but sometimes all a person needs is a safe place to speak and they answer their own questions. The answers that you seek and the questions that come up every single day. What should I be doing? Am I on the right path? Am I doing the right thing? Am I making my family proud? Are you? The question is, whatever you do on a daily basis, do you do it happily? Are you happy? That's the answer. The answer is your happiness. The answer is, if it makes you happy, you should be doing it. If it doesn't, then you have to ask yourself why you're doing it. And if it's a sacrifice for something bigger, then yes, you are on the right path. The answers are within. The answers are ingrained in your DNA. The answers are when you look in the mirror at yourself. And what do you see? The answer is you. You look in the mirror, you see yourself, you're the answer. So how do you seek these answers? You meditate. You get quiet with yourself. You journal. You get to know yourself. You get to know yourself so good that you start to amaze yourself at how really cool you are. The answers. It seems like everyone is seeking, are looking. They're looking for something. I'm looking. Am I doing the right thing? Am I? It's all these am I and how much anxiety you put yourself through constantly asking, am I doing the right thing? Is this okay? Should I be doing this? Does it make you happy? Does it? When you wake up in the morning, are you invigorated about life? Do you need to release some things and some thought processes? If you are in a profession or you try to decide, you know, because this is what happens, right? This is what happens. It's like, oh, this job isn't prestigious enough. Oh, I'm not an A-lister. Oh, this isn't good enough for society. I'm not going to be ranked top ABC because this job isn't, you know, prestigious enough. What? Who said something has to be prestigious? It's your life purpose. That's all it has to be. It has to be your happiness. You really have to get outside of what society wants you to do and what society wants to mold you into. Nothing has to be a definition of prestigious. Like, you want to do that? Like, what would people think if you did that? Why would you want to do that? What? You have to ask yourself, why do you even ask yourself those questions? Those are projections. You can literally do anything. The first question to ask yourself is, does it make you happy? The answer is you. So recently I was in a situation where I was just like, dude, what do I want to do? And what am I striving for? What is my end goal? And there was a point in time where I was thinking, doing so many things, and it wasn't even my divine plan. I wasn't happy doing any of it. And then I asked myself, like recently, I asked myself, why was I doing this? And I was more heavily influenced by others making those decisions than what I was relying on myself. Because guess what? I was looking for the answers. I was looking for the answers in other people, but those answers that I was getting were their own answers, not mine. So the question is, what do you want? Do you want to be a singer, a dancer, a model, a poet, a doctor, a meditation facilitator? What do you want to be? Because all things are equally important. It's all equally important. So throw away that prestigious or what will people think of me? I want to be an A-list, whatever. Throw all of that patriarchal programming away and do what your soul wants. Do it. Do what your soul wants. Do what is going to make you happy. Something that you're not going to dread. The answers. And yeah, people, I know I get a lot of like, hey, like it's hard to find the answers within, but did you really try? Did you really journal? Do you really know yourself? Well, how do you get to know yourself? Okay, what's your favorite color? What's your triggers? What do you like? What don't you like? That's how you get to know yourself. You get to observe yourself. And as you formulate that relationship with yourself, then you'll know what makes you happy. And then you'll also know the things that you were doing that were making others happy and not you. The answer. You are the answer. Whatever you do, that's what we need in this world. If you model, we need that. If you sing, we need that. If you're a yoga instructor, we need that. If you're a doctor, we need that. If you're a fashion designer, we need that. If you're a poet, we need that. If you're a journalist, we need that. If you're an accountant, we need that. Your job is not too small. If you're a nail tech, we need that. If you're an esthetician, we need that. You are equally important. And guess what? You are the answer. Thank you for listening to the Healing Elixir podcast. Let's heal, let's elevate, let's upgrade your reality.